From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of The Very Best in Jazz. We'll open the hour with a trio from the Boston area, fronted by pianist Bert Seeger, the Bert Seeger Trio, with Dan Greenspan on bass and Dan Reeser on drums. We'll go back to 1997 for their album Resonance, released on the Accurate label, and this is a standard. Memories of You.
Thank you.
quartet fronted by guitarist Emily Remler. From 1988, the album East to West, as in West Montgomery, a Concord Records release. Sadly, one of Ms. Remler's final recordings, as Emily died in 1990 at the far too young age of 32. On this release, she was backed by Hank Jones on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. We heard the opening track, the Clifford Brown classic, Daoud. Before that, from 1992, another jazz icon, sadly no longer with us, Bobby Gordon on clarinet. From the album Don't Let It End, released on Arbor's Records that year, with Ray Sherman on piano, Marty Korb bass, Gene Estes drums, and special guest on harp, Adele Gerard Marsala. We heard Exactly Like You. And we began the set with the Bert Seeger Trio from 1997, the album Resonance, with Memories of You. We'll open this set of the Jazz Scene with another pianist, and this group will consist entirely of musicians all sadly no longer with us. Pianist John Lewis was probably best known as one of the founding members of the Modern Jazz Quartet, also a lifelong proponent of the third stream, that is, a fusion of jazz and classical musical ideas. We'll go back to 1960 for the album The Wonderful World of Jazz. This track also released on a 2015 compilation of some of John's more ballad-oriented recordings, the album If You Don't, Why Don't You? Romantic Ballads. And on this track, he will be joined by Jim Hall on guitar and George DeVivier on bass, a Tad Dameron tune, If You Could See Me Now. Thank you.
after time. You'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. I'm lucky to be the one you run to see. When the day is through, I only know what I know. Passing years will show. You kept my love so young and so new. Time after time, you hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Going back to 1932 for Duke Ellington and his orchestra, Blue Tune, the name of that. That's available as part of an impressive 11-CD box set released by the Mosaic label. The album, The Complete 1932 to 1940, Brunswick, Columbia, and Master Recordings of Duke Ellington. I'd have to say that, in my opinion, this is by far the most comprehensive collection of Ellington recordings, at least as far as the 1930s are concerned. Before that, from 1979, Ernestine Anderson on vocals, with Monty Alexander on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums, turning once again to the Concord Records archives for the album Sunshine, and another piece from the Great American Songbook, Time After Time. And John Lewis on piano, with Jim Hall and George Duvivier beginning that set. If You Could See Me Now, originally on the album The Wonderful World of Jazz, also available on the compilation If You Don't, Why Don't You? You are listening to The Jazz Scene from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. And why don't you take a moment to send me an email? Let me know what you think about the program. If you have any requests, I'd be happy to accommodate those as well. The email address, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more information about the jazz scene, then please visit our blog and website. There you can view full program playlists, and you can also stream this and previous episodes of the show at your convenience. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1535, by the way. We'll begin our final set of the hour with the Nick Mazzarella Trio. Mazzarella spelled M-A-Z-Z-A-R-E-L-L-A in this case, so not like the cheese. Nick is featured on alto sax here, with Anton Hatwich on bass and Frank Rosalie on drums. From the 2015 album Ultraviolet, this is the title track. Thank you.
After you, who could supply my sky of blue? After you, who could I love? After you, should I take the time to try? For who else could qualify after you? Hold my hand and swear. For without you there, what would I do? I could search years, but who else could change my tears into laughter after you? After you, who could supply my sky of blue? After you, who could I love? After you, why should I take the time to try? For who else could qualify after you? Hold my hand and swear you'll never cease to care, for without you. I could search years. is. But who else could change my tears into laughter?
Thank you.
Wrapping up the hour with another guitar player who is, again, sadly, no longer with us, and who, like Emily Remmler, died far too young. Lenny Breaux, B-R-E-A-U. He died in 1984 at the age of 43. Lenny was highly respected among jazz musicians, especially for his ability to incorporate elements of non-jazz into his jazz guitar playing, including rock, flamenco, and even country music, especially in the form of fingerstyle guitar playing, a technique which he learned from his mentor, Chet Atkins, and Chet was responsible for getting Lenny his record contract with RCA back in the 1960s. And we went back to 1968 for the album Guitar Sounds of Lenny Breaux, in a trio here with Ron Halderson on bass and Reg Keln on drums, a collection of standards as well as more recent pop tunes, including the Beatles' Hard Day's Night. We heard My Funny Valentine. Before that, a mother and son duo, Bill Charlap on piano and his mother songstress Sandy Stewart. Their 2005 duet album on Blue Note is entitled Love Is Here to Stay. Again, another collection of material from the Great American Songbook, including After You. And we began our final set of the hour with the Nick Mazzarella Trio, Nick Mazzarella on alto sax. The title track from their 2015 release, Ultra Violet, released on a label called International Anthem. And yes, sadly, our time is gone for this hour of jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again soon, won't you, for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.